So we are continuing our theme week on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yes. Right.
And every New Year's Eve, you hear the same song.
Oh, I do,
You hear Auld Lang Syne.
Yes.
Every year.
Wah, wah,
yes.
Wah, wah, wah.
So Auld Lang Syne is traditionally sung to bid farewell to the old year at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve. By extension, it is also often heard at funerals, graduations, and as a farewell or ending to other occasions. Oh, I've never heard this song any other time. But except on New Year's
I'm
Eve.
Trying to remember.
But sure.
Yeah, you might be right.
For instance, many branches of the scouting movement use it to close jamborees and other functions.
The scouting movement? Is it a movement?
Like Boy Scout, I guess.
It's a movement?
I guess.
No.
But I've been to a jamboree. I have been to a Girl Scout jamboree.
Oh, really?
Several times.
And?
And I don't remember ever playing Auld Lang Syne or hearing Auld Lang Syne.
What did you do at the jamboree?
Lots of things.
Oh, but you can't talk about it.
It's the Rainbow Jamboree.
It's like Fight Club. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
And we played Capture the Flag. That was one thing.
Oh, that's fine.
And we learned how to make, outdoor cooking.
Oh, that's great.
We're getting off on a tangent. But
no,
anyways.
No Auld Lang Syne.
I don't remember Auld Lang Syne ever being played. So anyways, okay. The text is a Scots language poem written by Robert Burns in 1788, but based on an older Scottish folk song.
Old Bobby, just a second, old Bobby Burns, I've been to his house.
Really?
He was not there, but I've been
and
to his house.
And how was it?
It was Scottish and small and cottage-like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really left an impact on
I've
you.
I've told you all I remember.
Wow,
you're
okay.
Welcome.
So, old Robbie Burns sent a copy of the original song to the Scots Musical Museum in 1788. Did you also go there?
No,
you
didn't
go there? You skipped that one?
And there was a Scots Musical Museum in what year?
1788.
That's a long time ago for a museum.
Yeah, about Scottish music.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is nothing compared to that.
Right. So, he was quick to cite the Scottish oral tradition as his muse. Essentially, he was just the first person to write down an old Scottish folk song,
happens. I got you. Okay.
But he did embellish the old ballad with a few verses of his own, mostly adding lines about drinking.
Ah.
Like, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, and we'll take a right goodwill draft.
It was an early country musician, I understand.
Yes. Similar. Very similar.
Similar to that.
So the song originally had another melody, which can be traced to around 1700, but it was deemed mediocre by Robert Burns.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
So the famous melody was first used in 1799 at the suggestion of a music publisher named George Thompson. The poem's title is literally translated into English as Old Long Since.
Old Long Since?
Yeah.
Old Long Since.
Yeah,
okay.
Which basically means long, long ago.
Yes.
Days gone by, times long past, or the good old times.
The good old times.
The good old times.
This
yeah.
does sound like a country song. You're
the
right.
song begins by posing a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Is it right that old times be forgotten?
Mm.
No, it's not. I'll answer that question.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Right.
The answer is generally interpreted as a call to remember long-standing friendships.
Yeah.
To that end, the song is in short an ode to the old times and a hopeful look to more good times ahead, which is a great way
like
to end
that.
The year,
it
right?
Sure is,
or to start the new year, I guess. Yeah.
Did they play that in 2019, by the way, at the end of the year going into 2020?
Nobody knew at
that
the time.
Was, yeah, that
nobody
was
knew.
Way off.
What we were in for.
Way
yeah.
off.
Yeah. Yeah. So singing the song on New Year's Eve very quickly became a Scots custom that soon spread to other parts of the British Isles. As Scots, not to mention English, Welsh, and Irish people emigrated around the world, they brought the song with them.
Yeah.
Its popularity on New Year's Eve is also largely thanks to band leader Guy Lombardo.
Oh, really?
Yes. In 1929, Lombardo and his band played Auld Lang Syne as transitional music while performing at New York City's Roosevelt Hotel during a New Year's Eve broadcast.
Oh.
It was played just after midnight and heard over radio and television airwaves.
Yeah.
Liking the sentiment, Lombardo decided to make it a tradition, which he continued until he died in 1977.
So he's the dude.
He's
Lombardo.
Yes, he's the one we have to thank for
hearing
it every...
For Dick Clark playing it every night.
Yes. Speaking of
and
Dick
Ryan
Clark...
Seacrest.
Dick Clark opted to use it as his midnight song when he started broadcasting his New Year's Rockin' Eve in the early 70s. And when Ryan Seacrest took over that broadcast in the early 2000s, he, of course, continued the tradition.
I didn't know you could opt to use it. I just thought it was mandatory. Like, what
it
else would you play?
It is kind of mandatory.
Like a Miley Cyrus tune?
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
Else were you going to do?
I'm not sure. Yeah. So Guy Lombardo's 1947 Decca Records version is what you hear in Times Square every New Year's immediately following the ball drop.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So Auld Lang Syne
He's the Mariah Carey of Christmas.
He is, of New Year's.
New Year's, sorry,
yes. Auld Lang Syne has since been recorded many times in every conceivable style by many artists, both well-known and obscure.
Yeah.
In late 1999, an instrumental rendition by iconic saxophonist Kenny G. Yes,
the
Kenny
only
G.
iconic saxophonist.
His version reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 upon its release as a single. And at the time of charting, it was the oldest written song to make the Hot 100 charts.
Wow, that's amazing. At the time? So what else have we...
I don't know. Since then, something else must have broken that record. I don't know.
Okay. If you say so.
I don't know.
All right. That's it? You put your paper down. You're done with your report.
Yep.
You picked out a record to go along with Auld Lang Syne, did
you? Yeah, so we're going to play James Taylor's version of Auld Lang Syne.
Excellent. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, James Taylor, Auld Lang Syne. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that very slow song?
Because we were talking about that song as part of our theme week on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, sure were. And while we were playing that very slow song, you said, do you think there's a fast version
like
of
a
it?
A jazzy version.
And you looked it up and we got Rod Stewart. There's got to be somebody.
Mariah Carey did a version. I didn't listen to all of them, but there's a bunch of versions.
Does Mariah Carey have a song for every holiday?
She should.
She's working her way
through
the calendar.
She really capitalize on that, yeah.
Christmas, New Year's. What's next? Valentine's Day?
Sure.
Got some. 426, let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Quarter. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go!
Okay, Auld Lang Syne translates to Days Gone By.
The lyrics are a poem written by Robert Burns based on an old Scottish folk song.
And its popularity on New Year's Eve is largely thanks to Guy Lombardo.
Yeah, and big tip of the hat, though, to Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest who keep it going. So do the other networks, that's the Rockin' New Year's Eve that they host,
right,
that Dick Clark hosted and then passed the mantle to Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Do the other networks, do they not play Auld Lang Syne? I'm sure they do.
I'm sure that drunk Anderson Cooper and who's the other guy that's with him? Anderson Cooper and...
I can picture him.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Andy...
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
From Bravo.
Yeah. Are they doing it again?
I think so.
Who's
and they just get blasted.
Who's
they just get so drunk. What?
Who's on the other network? Is it
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it what's your name from the Black Eyed Peas?
Fergie?
Is she involved? Or am I just picturing? I don't know. I feel like
Fergie.
I don't know.
Why would Fergie be there?
I don't know. Folks want to learn more. I'm sorry I said it. If you want to learn more about Auld Lang Syne, Sarah, where do you go? What do you do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Right. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I feel bad that I've spread rumors about Fergie
I mean, what else does she have going on? Maybe she will be there. I don't know.
She'd be great at it.
Well.
Right? Is she off the cocaine now?
The national anthem at the basketball game. She tried to jazz that up. That was a huge failure.
She gave it her all. Yeah, she should not do it. All right. Back tomorrow, fresh episode, and we'll wrap up our 3-day mini theme week on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. We'll check traffic with Ed Smith coming up next. The forecast with Josh. Can't get over how mild it is today. Don Henley on the way and more on Legends 102.7.